Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. As the man said, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Put on your thinking caps. You're going to need them today. Get to the website. You know the drill. Pictures tell a thousand words. How can you understand possibly the immune system? Today's show, the immune system. Your resistance to colds, flus, chronic diseases. Most importantly, your resistance to cancer. All part of the immune system. This show teaches you to think about the immune system. Not to go to a last-ditch effort to protect yourself, but to fundamentally work with the concept of immunity, which we're going to lay out over the next 60 minutes. So you can build immunity, sustain immunity, and then have that reserve ready. So before those bacterias, those viruses, those cancer cells get really sophisticated, you knock them out before they get their act together. And that's the way it works. There's the first concept. Something comes into your body from the outside. It's dangerous. If your immune system's functioning properly, that is the end of the danger. And that includes HIV. Back in the early 80s, when AIDS was paralyzing the nation, I was working towards medical school at the time. It's something I decided not to do ultimately, but very, very, very fascinated by disease and realized that, well, here was this new virus. It was killing everyone. It was the scourge. Maybe it was the next bubonic plague, the next Spanish flu. And I was in my very, very early 20s and had an opportunity to really take a look at this. And sure enough, as you uncovered the articles, you found microbiologists, epidemiologists really laying out what the immune system could bring to the AIDS virus and what it couldn't bring. Why was AIDS ravishing the nation? Why couldn't we stop the HIV infection? The truth is, we could if you studied it. If you really studied the immune system, an immune system that's optimized to combat the virus, the tuberculosis, the parasite, is an immune system that's functioning optimally. Those are the people that don't get the disease. Those are the people that get infected. And all we do is whisk off this conclusion. Well, gee, it doesn't get everybody. It didn't get that person. Why hasn't immunology worked on the people that don't get it? As always, you see my point. That's the brand of the show. Where is the science that says, okay, in the 1500s, there was something called a bubonic plague, a flea bites a rat, and that rat is an intermediate host, whereupon ultimately that bacteria is transmitted as it morphs itself in the rat. It's ultimately transmitted to the human being by that same sequence of events. Now, that bubonic plague wiped out 25, 30, 40% of Europe. Legion is the Spanish flu. 1918? I remember stories because my grandmother had it. She lost all her hair. Her teeth got loose. She died at 94 with all her teeth in her mouth and always said, I almost lost them when I was a teenager. Just after, during World War I in Europe. Well, that Spanish flu. People will tell you stories about that. New England. Families ravaged, neighborhoods ravaged by this virus that just morphed itself. But what about the science of why other people didn't get it? Oh, they were the strong ones. Let's break that down today. over the next 60 minutes. As always, we've got to give you a basic understanding. So what do we mean by the immune system? The immune system. It's a bunch of cells. If you're new to the show, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, two T's, .cc, not .com. If you're not new to the show, you're already there. I want you to go to picture number 31. Picture number 31. We've got, 39 pictures today. Beautifully done. My tech person is excellent. We do this at the last minute every Saturday. It's my morning meditation. I love it. 31. Picture 31. Take a look. There's the bone marrow. Why are we talking about the thigh bone? Hip bones connected to the thigh bones connected to the knee bone. That's it, right? That thigh bone's got marrow. In the marrow of the body, we produce cells, different types of cells. It's not showing you. Well, yes, it is. We produce the red blood cell. Billions and billions and trillions and zillions of red blood cells carrying oxygen. Not what we're talking about today. We're talking about in that marrow, we produce lymphocytes, B cell lymphocytes. Lymphocytes that go to the thymus to get converted to T cells, natural killer cells. We produce neutrophils, basophils, eosinophils, monocytes, which are baby white blood cells. Those white blood cells will disperse into the blood as white blood cells and then go into the spaces between the cells where we call them macrophages. Platelets are produced in the bone marrow. That's where they come from. Unless, of course, your bone marrow is toxic. It's filled with mercury. It's filled with all the garbage that we inhale that's lipophilic, that goes into the blood that the gallbladder can't receive because your gallbladder is so clogged, it can't get out your skin. Where does it go? The brain sees it. The body bursts into a panic. The titer of poison is going up too high in the blood. And so, in a last-ditch effort, the body stores those poisons in the bone marrow. Well, thank God for the bone marrow. Just sweep it under the rug, sweep it under the rug, sweep it under the rug until the concentration of poison in the bone marrow is so high we're looking at myelofibrosis. In other words, scar tissue in the bone marrow. We're looking at multiple myelomas. We're looking at leukemias. Forget all that. We're looking at something much earlier than that. Depressed immunity. They don't teach you that in medical school. They don't teach you that in chiropractic school. They don't teach you that in anything. You got to go to the school of brains. That's what this show is about. I'm asking you to think. And you tell all your friends, and some of them become passionate about this show, and lots of them don't, because they don't like to think. They don't have time to think. You know that expression? Granny's expression, a stitch in time saves nine. We should be listening more to Granny. Prevention worth the pound of cure. Invest now. Big return later. No, you can't. You got to go to work. You got to do this, that, the other thing. Nonsense. Tell your friends it's nonsense. What have I had? What, in the last month, 6 or 8 new cancer people? People calling me from all over the world? Halt. I just got it today. Another call from Europe. I can't believe it. My brother's got stomach cancer. He's an MD. He never believed in any of this stuff. And now they're going to cut his stomach out. And even he knows that's not going to fix it. What am I going to do? What you were going to do is study this stuff a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Have faith, those of you who listen to this show. Have faith. Because if you combine faith with knowledge, you'll be rewarded. That's the ticket. Faith without knowledge is blind faith. That doesn't cut it. You'll drown. Don't drown in blind faith. The bone marrow produces a bunch of cells if it's clean. Hear my other shows on that topic. Now, turn to picture number 33. The thymus gland. The thymus gland. Yeah, that's the gland of immunity. No, it's not when you're depressed. No, it's not when you grieve. No, it's not when you hold sadness. That thymus gland is fickle. You want depressed immunity? You want the possibility of your cancer or the potential for your body to make and turn into something cancerous to skyrocket? Fail to get your breath into your upper chest. That's right. Just take a deep breath and force it there. Because that's your version of it. I hope it's not. Hit my show on breath, the power of breath. I've done two shows. How can you not get a subscription? This is Encyclopedia Britannica now, a functional medicine. It's not about data collection. It's can you think with it? That thymus gland, you can see it. It's just below the throat. It's just in the middle of your sternum, just above your heart. And it sits there, and it sits there dead if you don't infuse it with life. If you don't understand how to integrate your breath, look up the name Stan Grof, G-R-O-F, Grof. Anyone worth their salt in yoga, and there aren't many, truly. If you're up in L.A., go see Noah Williams. It's Shala Yoga. Look up the name Noah Williams. Study with him. If you're down there in San Diego, go see Tim Miller. Ashtanga Yoga. These guys are Americans. These guys are surfers. They look like choir boys. They look like all Americans. So get it straight. Yoga's here to stay. Don't be scared of learning how to use your breath to what? To innervate the nervous system so the thymus gland can breathe. So there we have a toxicity in the bone marrow. We've got the pulse of life to the thymus gland. Your two big drivers of immunity right there. I'm just warming you up. This is nothing. I have articles for us to look at today. Where do I go? How about a picture? Picture number 15. Look at that. Look at that. If that doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what will. Look at that. Look at that thing. If you're driving, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I can't describe what I'm looking at. That's a macrophage. Looks like an octopus. No, it doesn't. If you're driving, I'll say octopus. Something big and blobular with 200,000 tentacles, pseudopods. And when it sees a bacteria, oh, this is just the beginning. When it sees a bacteria, it shoots its arm out. That's a macrophage going after E. coli. E. coli. Gee, I wonder why some people succumb to E. coli poisoning. You know what we need to do? We need to radiate all the vegetables in the world, all of them, because they could be E. coli contaminated because some animal, some farm animal like a pig, defecated all over them because the pig escaped into the almond orchard and defecated onto all those almonds that hit the floor. And then we didn't irradiate those almonds. And by golly, we didn't irradiate those albums, and that's a national health crisis because there's an 86-year-old man. He's filled with agony. He's filled with pain. He's filled with negativity. He hasn't gone to the bathroom correctly in 30 years. His gallbladder's plugged. He has no teeth left, so on. And so he's on 15 pharmaceutical drugs because that's a good thing. And he ate that almond that had E. coli on it because they didn't clean that almond off, and he died of E. coli. And we're the government, and we love you, and we care. And we're the health system, and we care. So we're going to irradiate that. Well, why did God give us macrophages? There's no such thing as an E. coli issue when you have an immune system that even works part-time. Look at that picture. Those E. coli bacteria, they do not stand a chance. Now, what is that macrophage?